Unfortunately, the regular shiur has ended for the Zman, but that's not going to stop us from continuing to learn Eish Kodesh together. I'd like to learn together Parshas Bechukosai. It's on page 85, Pehei, and it's a Torah from the year Tavshin, from 1940. And the Rebbe is commenting on the Psukim, Ufanisi Aleichem, Vehefresi Eschem, Vehervesi Eschem, Vakimosi Ezebrisi Itchem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, this is actually a couple of Psukim later, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Esharetzesi Eschem, Be'eretz Yitzrayim, Miyos Laham Avadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I freed you from servitude. And again, as the first pasuk said, Ufanisi Aleichem, I turned towards you, and I caused you to flourish, and I gave you great success. Ve'eshbor motos ulchem, and I broke the bars of your captivity, of your servitude, Va'olech eschem kom miyus, and I marched you forward with your heads held up high. Says the Rebbe, Hinei b'Shabbos ha'avar dikdaknu al shemitchila omeres kinesis Yisrael ani ledodi v'dodi li, shekvar hu li, v'achar kach ani ledodi v'alai teshukaso, shenira ki'ilu rak teshukaso yizbarach aleinu. The Rebbe in Parshas Bahar spoke about what seems to be a strange order of the psukim. In Shir HaShirim Paragavav, it already describes Hashem and us as being given over to one another. Ani ledodi v'dodi li, my dodi, my beloved is mine. And then in Parag Zayin, all of a sudden, it's ani ledodi v'alai teshukaso, which implies that there's a longing. Usually when a person is longing for something, it's something that they don't yet have, that they hope to have, or they hope to achieve. And yet here, the Torah, the Megillah in Shir HaShirim describes dodi li, a sense of ownership in the relationship, and only afterwards in Parag Zayin does it describe the longing that presumably should have preceded the acquisition. And again, if you look back in Parshas Bahar, as we learned, the Rebbe explained it there. But the Rebbe says, I want to explain it in a different fashion. Interestingly enough, the Rebbe asks another question. Why is it va'alai, that his desire is alai, is upon me? Shouldn't it say elai, towards me, or to me? Kamo shenamar ve'elecha tshukaso, we find in Bereishis Perek Dalet. Ava mitchila kashani ledodi v'dodi li. So the Rebbe explains, initially, through that sense of ani ledodi v'dodi li, shal yedei ha-tshuka sholanu, sha'anu ledodi, hu yisbarach miskar ve'leinu. Lachein rakafi erech ha-yecholes sholanu limshoch eskarvis alokusu yisbarach, ke'erech zeh nimshach lanu. In other words, explains the Rebbe, that the longing creates the closeness to such a degree that when we give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in accordance with the degree that we long for Hashem, we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu ours, and vice versa. But more than that, it's not just that Kesha'ani ledodi v'dodi li, that al yidei ha'tshuka, again, through the longing of ani ledodi, we draw close to Hashem. But what can happen is we can create this reverberation of our love towards Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love bouncing back to us, which will then cause our love to bounce back to Hashem again, creating this ripple effect of this ever-growing love. That's what the Rebbe describes. About kishenosein isha yisraelius atzmo, pam ushtayim elav yisbarach. When a Jew gives himself over to Hashem time and again, azgam chukaso yisbarach misareres elenu, so it awakens HaKadosh Baruch Hu's longing for us, even though we've sort of, you know, completed on a certain level the acquisition. Va'oz nasa va'alai teshukaso. That what does it mean, alai teshukaso? Ha'tshuka sholo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tshuka is awakened, is aroused. Hamshacha sholo yidei tshuka sholanu bavad. To the point that it's not just a response. What the Rebbe is saying, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to us, oh, you love me, so I love you too. But not only does Hashem meet us where we are, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol on his own comes to a new sense, a profound love for Klal Yisrael. That it's not just, again, a response to the tshuka shalanu, to our longing, but in fact, it's tshuka so. And obviously, if it's tshuka so, if it's his longing, if it's his desire, so now we understand why it's alai as opposed to elai. Bezesh akasava alai, velo elai bilvad. Elai would be reciprocal. Kamayim ha-panim el-panim lefi yecholti. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like water, paraphrasing the Pasuk in Mishlei, like water reflects the face, like a person who's looking in the mirror sees a reflection of himself, that would be Eli. But Alai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a greater love that even transcends myself. It's bigger than me. Rak Alai HaYoser Gedola Mimeni. That it becomes bigger than self. V'lo Tshukasul Bilvad Yoser Gedola Mimeni. Not only is his tshuka greater than mine, Rakgam ani miskadal yoser me'atzmusi. But in fact, I become bigger than my very being. Kaven sha'usi hu yisbarach mishtokek b'tshuka ha'gadola mimeni v'niskadal ani lamala me'atzim shali. And when a person, again, is enveloped by a love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's bigger than the person, so it's not just that he feels this overwhelming love, but he becomes a person who transcends himself. He becomes a bigger person than he ever was. V'afshir zehu inyan sh'amar Rabbi Akiva. With this, we can understand a remarkable insight into the very painful death of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Aleph from Rabbi says that Rabbi Akiva used to declare, and he shared with his Talmidim in the moments of his martyrdom, Kol yamai ha'isi mitstar al pasuk zeh, b'chol nafshecha. My whole life I was pained over the pasuk of b'chol nafshecha. Namely, afilu notal es nishmasa, that even if one were to be asked to give up his soul for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, one should be prepared to do so. And Rabbi Akiva says, I was pained that I never had the opportunity to actually do that. Amarti, I would say, masai yavo liyadi ve'kaimenu. When will I finally have the opportunity to die al kiddush Hashem, to be moser nefesh for Hashem? Asks the Rebbe, v'lama hayelo odli tzar al zeh. Such a strange thing. A person should be pained over that. V'imkadei lasos ratzon Hashem. If you'll tell me, Rabbi Akiva had a burning desire to serve Hashem. So serve Hashem. You don't have to die to serve Hashem. You want to serve Hashem? Halo hayim akayim ratzon Hashem b'torah b'tfilu v'mitzvos. You want to serve Hashem? So learn. So daven. So do mitzvos. And even if you were to claim, turning to the top of the next page, that dying al kiddush Hashem is in fact the ultimate mitzvah, the ultimate self-sacrifice, mikol makom. But the reality is, an eved Hashem does what Hashem calls upon him to do. And if Hashem is not putting you in that situation, that's obviously not what's being asked of you. So why is Rabbi Akiva spending so much time thinking about that? Mikol makom k'shalo. If Hashem has not yet delivered that opportunity into your hands, rak mitzvos va'avodos acheros inalo, and rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered into your hands other opportunities, other forms of mitzvos and avodos Hashem, Torah, tefillah, chesed, mitzvos, so lamhit star, so why should you be pained? Why should you be troubled? Ratzon Hashem means doing what Hashem asks of you. Well, lefi anizkor le'al efshar, but based on what we've explained, this possibility of transcending oneself, we can perhaps explain that since Rabbi Akiva is the one who tells us at the end of Meseches Yoma, the Mishnah at the end of Yoma, Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi'atem metarem umi metar eschem avichem shema shemayim, shemitchila ha'yisrael metar es atzmo, that at first the Jew does everything he can to prepare himself to reach that level, so to speak, like we're describing here, that sense of ani ledodi v'dodi li, I arrive as much as I can in the relationship. But after what? That after mi atem etarim, lifnei mi atem etarim, we prepare ourselves, we purify ourselves before Hashem, but then va'az, and then afterwards, mi metar eschem, avichem shva shamayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metar also. Upal kol kach, shashem yikadshu v'yataru v'chinas v'alai teshukaso. In other words, when I've done all that I can in terms of giving myself over to Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives himself over to me, and of course, that's something that transcends me. That's alai teshukaso. V'nisgadol Rabbi Akiva kol kach. So explains our Rebbe Deish Kodesh that Rabbi Akiva's love for Hashem and that constant commitment of giving himself over to Hashem time and time again created such a ripple effect of reverberation through the olamos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, his feelings for Rabbi Akiva, bounces back in such a powerful way that Rabbi Akiva became bigger than his own existence to the point that he couldn't bear to live. He wanted nothing other than to surrender his entire being back to Hashem. V'nisgadol Rabbi Akiva kol kach yoser me'atzmo ad shehayim mishtokek la'avoda hagadola mimenu. He wanted to be bigger than his physical body allowed for, that his neshama could only achieve so much while retained within the guf, and therefore he strove for what? For mesiras nefesh. The mesiras nefesh ad shehayim mitzdar al shalom b'aliyado, to the point that he was so beyond his human self. The Talmidim didn't understand. They said, Rabbeinu at Khan, Rabbi Akiva, davening for such a thing. You're being tortured to death by the Romans. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, I've been waiting my whole life for this. What do you mean, I've been waiting for this? Rabbi Akiva was so transcendent, he was so much beyond himself, that he couldn't envision an existence any other way. That's why the Sfarim Kadoshim point out that Rabbi Akiva is Gematria Neshama. Because he was Kulo Neshama, he transcended his guf entirely. He was totally beyond the confines of a physical existence. But the Rebbe adds one more point, which is a really important diuk. Va'od nirmaz lanu bezek kol yamai. Notice how Rebbe Akiva says, my whole life I've been waiting for this. Kol yamai. Wow. Says the Rebbe, ki regalim v'gam shos tovos yesh l'chol ish Yisrael. Everyone has moments where they strive to be bigger than themselves, where they feel that they want to transcend themselves, that they've been uplifted, they've been inspired in such a way that they want to, again, kind of ascend beyond the confines of their physical reality. But Rabbi Akiva says, kol yamai. Rabbi Akiva was in a constant state. It wasn't that Rabbi Akiva had those moments. We all have those moments. Those moments by Ni'ilah of Yom Kippur. The moments of dancing with the Torah and Simchas Torah. We all have those moments. As we're sitting and eating the matzah at the Leil Seder. We all have those moments where we feel bigger than our own existence. We have those moments. We hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Akiva kol yamai. He was caught in that constant loop of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he could say, kol yamai. Kol yamai, avodaso hatova gam hatshukal mesiras nefesh, lo rak viragam vishavus haisa, ach kol yamai. It wasn't just moments where he said, you know what, I'd be prepared to give it all up for Hashem. That was the constant of his life. I don't know, it's always impossible to know what the Rebbe was responding to, even with some of the more modern historical books that give us a little more context to the precise times that these Torahs were being given over. But I imagine on a certain level, the Rebbe's saying to the people, you know, we're sort of living in it now, where we could give our life at any moment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our lives hanging in the balance. We're sort of living this Rabbi Akiva type of existence. We're kol yamai, that at any moment, we're prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem. And what an awesome and lofty level that is. Ve'esa ani ledodi, tzarech ha'ish litein b'chol davar. So this sense of what? Of acquiring Hashem and being acquired by Hashem, has to, that ani ledodi v'dodi li, a person needs to what? Sorry, Chayish Litein B'chol Davar. We need to try to infuse that into everything that we do. Reishis Kol, Sheyakayim HaTorah U'mitzos V'machshava Dibur U'masa. That a person should be wholeheartedly dedicated to Torah and Mitzvos in thought, in speech, in action. V'gam Sheyada Shezeu Yikar V'tachliso. And even if he knows that this is the essence of who I am, this is the tachlis of my life, Sheyakayim HaTorah U'mitzos V'ya Yisrael, V'azeh Baruch Hashem. But to be able to know that, you know, again, that it should permeate my entire being, to know that this is what my life is. My life is Torah, mitzvos, thought, speech, action, being one with Hashem, serving Hashem. That's the entirety of my existence. Lo mi ba'i mi shi'achol li'os tarasum naso. And the Rebbe says, I'm not just talking about a person who, from a quantitative standpoint, is involved in learning Torah, yom v'layla, day and night. The Torah is his profession, so to speak.
A person who's a businessman and a person who works for many hours a day.
And only a few hours of the day he spends on Torah and davening. But it's still a question, what does he see as the tachlis of his life? Which are the moments of his day that define his real living? Where is he most deeply invested? Is he spacing out during davening? Is he falling asleep over his gemara? And he's alive and energized when he's on a business phone call, closing a deal? Or halavai, the opposite, that it's the Torah that gives him the chiyus. And the other things he has to do, because that's part of his worldly responsibility. Ki aloha ish mevali rak shah b'chol me'is me'is v'achilaso. A person eats for X amount of time a day. It's not, certainly not the healthy, normal person. It's not the majority of his time that's spent. He eats a little bit here, he eats a little bit there. And yet, that little bit of eating, that physical nourishment, sustains him throughout the day. Even though, again, many more hours are spent on other activities, but it's his eating, it's those moments of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or whatever he's eating, right, that sustain him, that physically uphold him throughout the day. In a sense, it's the ikar. He needs his food to survive.
So in a similar fashion, we have to decide that those moments, whether they're few or many, those moments of Torah, of tefillah, of mitzvos, that's where we give ourselves over to Hashem, and that sustains us.
And all the more so in these difficult times. We need to remind ourselves, what does it mean to be a Jew? We're not just human beings who are going through a difficulty. But we're Jewish people who are facing a Jewish problem, a problem that is brought upon us for the fact that we're Jews. Kol bo yisbarach taloi uvilta yisbarach ein lo shia. And therefore the salvation has to come about in an authentic Jewish way, through the Jewish God, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide that Yeshua. And therefore concludes the Rebbe in the final paragraph. U'kishayish Yisraeli no senes atzmo elav yisbarach. And therefore, if we become Jews who are constantly ani l'dodi v'dodi li, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, giving ourselves wholeheartedly, kol yamai, to give myself that my whole day, even if it's not, again, in a quantitative reality, but in a qualitative reality, my day is defined by my Torah, by my mitzvahs, by my davening, that's my life. Oz poel v'alai teshukaso, so that awakens, not just, again, not just a response from Hashem, right, but alai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his response goes above and beyond, and it lifts you above and beyond. V'alai l'mala mimeni, it becomes bigger than me, and I become bigger than me. Shagam anu misgadlim misalim beruchnius v'gufnius, we become bigger than we ever could have imagined, both physically and spiritually. We transcend ourselves. Lachein apasuk omer mitchilo ufanisi aleichem. So therefore, circling back to our psukim in Bechukosai, in Vayikra Parachavav, pasuk tes, pasuk yud gimel, says the pasuk ufanisi aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will turn myself towards you. Aleichem bechinas panisi kamayim upanim kefi atzmachem. At first, I'll mirror you, I'll match you where you are. But afterwards, the hope is that if we can create a real, genuine sense of growth, I'll lead you upwards, I'll lead you forwards, I'll allow you to raise yourself up, you'll be able to lift yourself ever higher, then you'll be able to grow, as we've been describing above, that it's not just Eli, it's not just Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li. That's sort of the lower level. And that's why it's followed in Perek Zayin by Ani Ledodi V'Alai Teshukaso. So we should all be zoche in these final days of Sfiras HaOmer as we approach the Yom Tov of Shuas. We've been climbing, we've been growing. We've been trying to double our efforts many, many times over to draw close to Hashem. And Amir Tzah Hashem, Alay Teshukaso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klai Yisrael will be aroused once again, and we'll be able to transcend ourselves, growing ever closer to the Borei Olam.